This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Authorities say eight people plus a gunman are dead after a workplace shooting at a transit rail yard in San Jose, California early this morning. Sources identify the suspect as Samuel Cassidy, an employee of the facility belonging to the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority. Officials are also investigating a fire at the suspect's San Jose home. San Jose Fire Battalion Chief Jeff Fielding earlier today.
Pretty heavy fire coming out of the left side of the house and the back side of the house. And we encountered, heavy fire conditions. Also, the neighboring house to the left was starting to catch on fire. And our firefighters were able to stop that house from catching on fire and then extinguish the main house.
ABC News will have much more on this story coming up in just a few minutes. Back home, the Colorado Supreme Court will review a lower court's decision to toss a suit against El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder. Justices decided earlier this week they want to look at whether the Court of Appeals made the right decision last year in ruling Elder is immune from suits. He was sued for wrongful imprisonment by an illegal immigrant who was detained for 4 months at the request of the federal government. El Paso County will be paying the legal fees for the ACLU of Colorado after the group sued the county sheriff's office over COVID-19 outbreaks at the jail. County commissioners voted yesterday to accept a settlement that will see the county pay $65,000 to the ACLU. Jail medical contractor WellPath will pay $30,000 of the settlement. A December lawsuit accused the sheriff's office of failing to safely operate the jail. Air Force Academy class of 2021 are officially out of school. Over 1,000 cadets took part in today's graduation ceremony at Falcon Stadium. They all became second lieutenants. Joint Chief of Staff's Chairman Army General Mark Miley told the officers that they would be judged by their content of their character no matter what happens. They were also encouraged to be honorable and help others. Well, if you were in it last night, a big mess at the MLK bypass after a semi-truck hauling cattle overturned, lost control, and crashed into the center of those lanes. The truck was headed eastbound through the bypass when it lost control just after the circle and tipped over, shutting down both sides of Fountain Boulevard. Right now, those lanes are all open, but you can see the carnage from that wreck earlier yesterday. Firefighters also spent several hours after the crash building a corral to offload the cattle that were on board and waiting for a second truck to arrive. We're told 91 cattle were on board. Several of them were killed. And finally, Treasurer Secretary Janet Yellen is being accused of breaking the law by one Democratic congresswoman. Lisa Taylor has more.
Representative Nydia Velazquez of New York chairs the House Small Business Committee.
Without her at the table, this committee cannot properly fulfill our oversight responsibilities to American taxpayers nor the nation's entrepreneurial community.
Yellen didn't show up for a hearing today, and Velazquez said Yellen showed complete disregard for the law. A stimulus bill passed late last year requires Yellen to testify before lawmakers on how aid is being used to help small businesses reeling from the pandemic. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Few showers and storms will pop east of the interstate as we move through the evening hours tonight. Any storms will be strong to severe as they track across the far eastern plains, closer to the border between Kansas and Colorado, where all modes of severe weather will be on the table with large hail damaging winds and even an isolated tornado threat. But that is well east of Colorado and into western Kansas for this evening. So if you're traveling, just be mindful of that, especially along I-70. Through the evening time frame. Overnight tonight, we keep conditions calm and partly clear. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s will begin with some sunshine on Thursday, and then we'll get an increase in shower chances after 2 p.m. Some could be strong to severe, really afternoon into the early evening hours. Otherwise, most locations will stay dry. Temperatures in the 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.